Last week, like many other young students, Megan Dyke went off to her first day in grade 10 at Eden High School, excited to be seeing her friends again. But unlike other kids, the 15-year-old spent most of last year receiving treatment for clear cell carcinoma, a rare and aggressive form of cancer, one which is unheard of in children, says her mother Amber. Her treatment included radiation, chemotherapy, and brachytherapy, a radiation that is given directly into cancer sites in the body, yet still was not enough to rid her body of cancer, which has now metastasized to numerous locations, including her lungs. And brought home to them, Amber says, the critical need for more effective treatments. No person, let alone child, should lie awake at night grappling with what it will feel like to have cancer take over your lungs, and how difficult it will be to breathe at the end of their life, said Amber. Megan came home from being told the news and started dividing up her littlest pet shops to ensure that each of her friends has a memento to remember her. These adorable toys and their symbolism of play and innocence have no place at a funeral, and yet as long as childhood cancer continues to claim lives, this is the reality we face. Cancer shatters the typical childhood experiences, those that allow for growth, development, and connection to peers, says Amber. It robs children of the carefree naivety that comes with youth and replaces it with pain and fear. The continued work of the Terry Fox Foundation and the support of communities like ours, she continues, filled with people like Joe Pelletieri, committed to raising money for cancer research, give me hope for better days ahead for those who face this terrible disease. Megan is no stranger to pain, says Amber. She was born with trisomy 8, a rare genetic condition causing both intellectual and physical disabilities. Yet those who know her love her infectious love of life and joy, which she has held onto despite needing to work very hard to gain basic skills, which so many take for granted. Her family was devastated when they learned in November 2023 that she was going to need to fight even more challenges with the diagnosis of cancer. She spent most of her first year of high school in treatment instead of the classroom, receiving chemo and high-dose radiation as a collaboration between McMaster Children's Hospital and Jurevinsky Cancer Center. She was also the first child to ever receive brachytherapy. Specialists from those two hospitals, as well as Sick Kids and Princess Margaret in Toronto, have partnered to devise effective treatments for Megan. But with the results not what they had hoped for, she continues to bravely battle her cancer while dealing with the lingering impacts of her treatment, pain and fatigue as the cancer worsens, and chronic pain from her genetic condition, says Amber. She has always felt that she has a purpose of spreading love and happiness to those around her, and she does it well even through the pain and challenges she faces. She is a warrior and inspiration to so many, and daily chooses to live life to its fullest and spread kindness and joy for as long as she can. Amber asked Megan her thoughts to share with local readers. The teenager said that when people hear about cancer, they can make a choice to either sit down and fuss, or do something about it and make the world a better place. Megan hopes she's the latter, says Amber. She lives a thoughtful and compassionate life, whether it be encouraging friends, giving out vinyl stickers to the pediatric oncology ward, or being a junior volunteer at Red Roof. Megan loves feeding the animals in the Concession 6 barn, and is able to, thanks to an incredible volunteer, Danielle Moss, who took her under her wing and truly understands what it means to empower people living with disabilities and see their need to contribute and be valued, says Amber. And Megan is determined she will continue to do that, for as long as she is able. Megan said she's sad that her cancer has spread, and that she wants to live, but that she will be better soon. She has been brought up to believe in heaven, Amber explains, and that when she is there, there will be no more suffering and pain. She has a strong faith which surpasses her years, and she holds on to. I know I might be sad a little bit, Megan explains, but I really want to live the rest of my life happy. When I asked her what makes her happy, Amber said, she replied, lots of things make me happy. It's the simply things, light and seeing water streams, playing with acorns at camp, laying in a hammock or going on a swing or just watching leaves fall. These are simple things that make me happy. Going to school, volunteering and having time with friends are key pieces of her life that she wants to maintain as long as she can, says Amber. When Megan has friends come to visit, they like to play board games or do crafts with her, but if she is too tired, they will just rest with her. As a family, we also rely on our faith and our incredible community supporting us. We are trying very hard to continue to go through the motions of living despite our hearts breaking, and give Megan as many happy moments as we can, she say. We choose each day to focus on things we are grateful for, and look for the moments of joy and kindness we experience and try to share in the world around us. Amber asked Megan what she wishes was different about the world from her lens of a child with disabilities and cancer. "I wish more people would think about how these kids can get through the obstacles," Megan told her. She wants people to think about the obstacles that special needs people face in the world around us and to do something about it, so that it's not just up to the parents and the children who are living with disabilities or illness to advocate for change. If everyone looked at the world with an inclusive and compassionate lens, it would be a much better place, said Amber. About living in Niagara on the lake, Megan said, she loves it here. It's full of good people. I completely agree with Megan and am so thankful for the incredible community who have surrounded and supported Megan her entire life, and have continued to do so as we face this journey with cancer.